Welcome to It's All Good. I'm Claire Papin, your host, and glad to have you join us here online, Healthy Living with a Twist. 30 years ago, Carol Dean took a $20 bill and turned it into a $50 million a year industry when she reinvented the tape and Shorten industry in Hollywood, New York City, and Chicago. And as president and CEO of From the Heart Productions, Carol produced over 100 television programs, including the popular cable program Health Styles. And in 1992, Carol created the Roy W. Dean Grant Foundation, which has played an instrumental role in establishing the careers of some of the industry's most promising filmmakers. She works with people using the laws of attraction to create their future through her trailblazer classes and personal consultations. This amazing angel of the arts is here to share techniques from her book and new audio CD, The Art of Manifesting, Creating Your Future. Welcome to It's All Good, Carol.
Thank you, Claire.
Very good to have you join us today.
Yes, I'm excited because there's so many new things I've learned about manifesting and attracting lately.
Well, Carol, even though your background is so immersed in filmmaking, one of the things that you share is that your book and your audio CD, the work that you're doing now, even with your Trailblazers work, is universal to any kind of setting when it comes to manifesting. So how is that? How does all that work together so well?
Well, Claire, I realized when I was going through applications that come in from my film grant, I started watching those people who, even though they didn't win my grant, went on and succeeded, and those who didn't, because I have maybe 500 applications coming through a year. And what was so amazing to me was that some of the strangest films, if I told you the title and the concept, you wouldn't believe, but they got funded quickly. And those films that were really winners, that should have been easy to fund, were never funded. In fact, many of the filmmakers gave up, went back to dental school, and said, I'm out of the film industry. So I began to pay attention to what was the problem. And when you compared those who succeeded to those who didn't, you realized that they all had good education, they had visual concepts, they had lots of support, and they were educated, intelligent, creative, all of those things. So they were on equal footing. And I began to realize, I started saying that there was something missing here. What was factor X? And I came up with the fact that it was the faith. Those people who succeeded never doubted that their film would be funded and completed. They didn't always know where the money was coming from. They just saw the final result. They would sit and tell me for hours what it would look like. They and the film had become one, and it was their faith and their belief in themselves that funded the film.
You know, faith is a real hard place for some people to be when they feel that they have been greatly challenged in life and they really want to have faith. They want to get back to that place. What would you say to people who might feel greatly challenged with just holding that kind of space?
Well, I say start with little things on a daily basis. For example, I love to work with people on my classes by saying, let's create a mantra and let's create a whole new belief system. And we start out with, my day is full of joy. Problems solve themselves. And you say that over in your mind, and you believe it when you say it. And then you begin to watch how little things just seem to become a little problems, we'll say, the solution comes. Your day is full of joy. Things start to change for you. And with this, you see, with these little things, your faith begins to improve.
Even if you're not at that place of having real strong faith, speak the words of this mantra anyway, and then eventually your level of strength in your faith meets the truth of the mantra?
Well, yes, but it's a process, and we have to go through the process because, you see, we really are very powerful beings. We're energy beings, and what we think can affect what happens to us. And I know this is really hard to believe, that our thoughts could create our reality. But Norman Vincent Peale was right when he said that you must stay positive. You must be positive in your thinking. I think he was right, but I go one step further, and I say that your thinking truly can create your reality and attract things to you. So, example, let's say, how can we use this in a practical world? Well, let's say you're running late for work, and maybe it's the second time this month, and you think, oh my gosh, my boss is going to be so mad at me. I can just see what she's going to do and what she'll say. Do just the opposite. See yourself walking in, smiling and waving at your boss, sitting down, going right to work, and doing a good day's job, and in fact, putting in a little extra overtime to pay for it, and nothing is said. Create your reality by looking at the positive. Make things turn out the way you want them to, Claire.
You have quite a few, in fact, mentors that you enjoy and love. You share a lot of their quotes in your book, The Art of Manifesting, Creating Your Future. And there's one in particular that I know you especially love, Henry Ford.
Oh, he's brilliant. Yes, and Henry is spot on when he says, if you believe you can, or if you believe you can't, you're right. And that's exactly what happens, you see. Someone says, well, why don't you do such and such, or why don't you consider living in this lovely house or this new condo they're building? And if you say, oh, I can't, I couldn't do that, I don't have the money, well, you won't get it. But at the same time, if you can start the realization process that Reverend Ike says, money has ears. And when you say, I can't afford it, then it's almost as if you were pushing things away from you. Better to say, I just don't think I want to spend my money that way at the present time, but I might in the future. But never continuously say, I can't afford it, I don't make much money, my life is difficult. Even if it is true, better that you start changing your thinking to change your reality by saying, I love my life, I'm very happy. Every day I'm attracting things, people, and money into my life. I am a joyous person.
Well, that really opens things up to possibilities rather than cutting it off right there and saying, well, I just can't do it.
That's right. And besides, it's almost as if your words go into the ethers and then it creates your reality, which takes me immediately to The Dreaming Universe with Fred Allen Wolf, who I really love. And you might remember him. He was always smiling and what the bleep.
I do remember him. In fact, I interviewed him several years ago.
Well, he's so smart.
He is.
And he's talking in his book, two things he says. One, daydreaming. You see, we don't do enough daydreaming. He explains in his Dreaming Universe book how in his life he would think of things or sort of daydream about things and then let it go. And eventually these things would happen in his life. And he took it as sort of a serendipity thing, how interesting it was. And then he began to realize that, wait a minute, maybe I have something to do with it. And so he even in his book quotes another man who believes this. He says, Hoyle had come to the conclusion that the future determines which choices occur in the present. Somewhere out there in time, yet to be, lies the reason and the cause of the events that take place now. In other words, Claire, let's say that you want a job with a big agency, that you're in advertising, you want to be with the top agency. So you start daydreaming about yourself in the boardroom, showing your ideas and being accepted, getting the job, getting the top job, getting bonuses, lots of money, wonderful things happen to you. And you do this in daydreaming, quiet time, driving, walking. Yeah, we don't give ourselves thinking time anymore, so I recommend that highly. 10 minutes a day, that's just yours.
In your book, you call it daydreaming time.
That's right. That's right. Daydreaming time. Daydream your future. And what happens, the scientists say, is that when we're out there in the ethers dreaming our future, we change things in the present. It switches the energy in the present, and we are actually attracting what we want to us.
Another example of this is how you started your own business in the film industry as well, taking that $20 bill and turning it into a $50 million a year industry.
I know. I look back and I think, I don't know how I had so much faith and belief, but the truth of it is that if I had done a business plan, in fact, I didn't even know what a business plan was, thank God, because if I had done one, Claire, I would have known, you can't do this, it's impossible. But it never entered my mind that I couldn't start my own business. And I didn't have to have a lot of money. I would just buy it and sell it. And so what I did was I sold it before I bought it. So I would then run to the studio. I knew where the stock was. So I typed up all these letters, and I sold the product. Then I ran to the studio, bought it, wrote a check, ran home, cleaned the tape off of the cans, made them look great, and took them to my animators and my customers, smiling, and ran like mad to hit the bank to cover the check I had written. And that's how I got in business, and it never dawned on me you couldn't do it. See, that's faith, or you might say, naivete, but it worked for me.
We're going to have to pause here. When we come back from this break, we'll talk more about the faith that you held in what helped you to create this wonderful business that you started off with.
Okay.
You're listening to It's All Good on Lime, Healthy Living with a Twist, Channel 114 on Sirius and streaming live on lime.com. We'll be back with Carol Dean, author of The Art of Manifesting. I'm Claire Papin. Stay with us.